Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das klein, Perik Tes, Mishnah Tes. Sometimes, you would have something called felt. What they would do is, you take, let's say, raw wool, comb it, make it smooth, they would put it on the ground, they would pour hot water on it, and pound it, until it mamish, like merged together, became a piece of cloth, and you make a sweater out of this. That's called levadin. Let's say someone did it, and he mixed together wool and linen. Zakta Mishnah levadim asurim. It's asur midrabbanon. Neshem shuim. When I say smoothed it out. It's not asur minatayra, because like we learned in the previous Mishnah, for it to be asur minatayra, you have to have shua tovu yanuz, smoothed out, spin it into threads, and then woven together. But it's asur midrabbanon. Another example would be piv shel tzemer b'shel pishtan. Piv shel tzemer, a mouth of wool. What does this mean? Let's say I have a linen cape, and I made a border of wool around it. That's what it means. Piv shel tzemer b'shel pishta. Aser. Now, the reason they made this border is because it kept the linen, the weaving of the linen, in place. So they're two connected, even though they're not technically connected in a way that it would be aser midraisa, because you don't have ready linen threads and woolen threads that are woven together. You have the linen in the middle and the wool around it. But mimnei shehem chayzrin ka'arik. It goes around it. Another pshat of batnura is it's similar to the weaving. In other words, it works together. So those are the two pshatim. Either it's similar to weaving in a way, or even more so, it holds the weaving into place. Either way, it's asa midrabanan. Rabbi Yaisi says, Meshicha shel argaman. If you have like a strip of purple wool, and you want to wear it over a linen robe, like a gartel, asuras. Why? In the chayr, that's not connected at all. And the answer is, it is connected. Mibnei, because, shehu moilel. If you wear this kind of a belt, what you would do is, you would connect it to the robe, like tack it on, actually kosher, before you tie it around your waist. You don't want to lose it. I can tell you, because I have lost many gartlach. So what they would do is, they would like a few loose stitches to keep it connected. It would hang loose. When you would close it, you would tie it, make a bow. So I said, there's some connection over here. So again, not asa min ha-tayra, but Chazal don't want us to do it. So you can't have a purple wool belt on a linen robe. Vayitra says in Mishnah, lo yikshar seret shel tzemer, a person shouldn't tie a strip of wool, bishel pishtan, to a strip of linen, lachker boyes masnav, in order to tie it around his waist, avopi, even though sharetzua be'emsa, even though there's a leather strap that's in the middle. So again, what's happening over here? I have a strip of wool and a strip of linen, but I'm not putting one on top of the other. In the middle, there's a strip of leather. But when I want to close the belt, I have to tie the two ends. That's when the wool and the linen are tied together. So, memela lo yikshar seret shel tzemer, once again, says the Mishnah, our last case. You shouldn't tie a strip of wool. Bishal pishtan, to a strip of linen, lachker bay es masnav, in order to, like, wrap around your waist. Afal pi sheretzua be'emza, even though, l'chayra, what's the problem? You have a leather strap in the middle that separates the wool and the linen. But at the end, when you're connecting it, you're knotting it together. That we don't want you to do. So basically, in our Mishnah test, we had several cases of where Chazal said, even though it's not Shatnas Min HaTorah, I still don't want you to wear this. One is the felt, where we explained, the levadim, where instead of spinning it into threads and then weaving it, which is a normal thing to do, or more normal, some people do this felt. They take the raw wool, the raw linen, they smooth it out, they pour hot water on it. Batnur doesn't say that, but some of the other Mefashim say that. And then they put it on the ground, they beat it into place. Somehow it connects that way. So even though there is no spinning, there's no weaving, but you have the smoothing out, and therefore it's asa midrabanan. A linen garment surrounded by a border of wool is also asa. It's done to keep it in place. It looks similar to each other. We had different shatim. Third case, Rabbi Yossi taught us a belt of purple wool. I want to wear it around my linen robe. We don't want you to do that because people would add a few stitches to make sure you don't lose it. So we know what's going to happen. It's not just going to be a wool belt that you're tying over a linen robe. It's going to be a wool belt that you're tacking onto the linen robe. And that we don't want you to do. Even though, again, even if you did it, it wouldn't be asim in a Torah, because tacking is not shatnez. And finally, the last case in the Mishnah was, if you have this like three-layer belt, wool, leather, linen. So the wool and the linen aren't even touching each other. But the ma'aseh, at the edges, you're tying it together, and therefore, we don't want you to do it.